Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
At Mueller, we care about our customers and strive to provide the top quality products and personal service they deserve. Hear about Bill and Kathy's experience in choosing a Mueller metal roof for their new home.
This was our retirement forever home. We wanted to make sure we had good quality. Doing our research, we found Mueller's warranty, their reputation, and the quality of their building materials is what we wanted.
Mueller was very supportive.
Our salesman really listened to what our dream was. We trusted him.
Working with Mueller was great. They were very professional. You could count on them.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, today's market was actually quiet, it seemed, overall, without a whole lot of action. But the feeder cattle finished $1.30 to $2.10 higher in anticipation of a cattle on feed report, which came out at 2 o'clock. On feed was 100% of last year. So the on feed June 1st was 100 at 11.699 million head. The marketed number was 123%. It was looking for about 124, 1.87 million head. And then placements, 93%, 1.911. They're looking for about 95%. So that placement number, less cattle being placed into the feedlot. One guy said earlier that it was like a two-for-one deal, two out and one in to replace it there. I don't know if that's exactly right, but that was one guy's interpretation of what was going on in the feedlots. Overall, this report was neutral, and we'll see what happens Monday morning. But we were $1.30 to $2.10 higher on the feeder cattle. $2.10 higher in August at $159.25. The September is $1.87. Live cattle run anywhere from steady to 12 higher. The cash trade anywhere from $122 to $125 throughout the Midwest this week, or at the Southern Plains and the Northern Plains. The lean hogs bounced back today. August up $1.20 at $99.90. December's up $95 at $77.35.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Grain market sold off hard today and sold off into the close here. We were weakest in the beans. They were down about 41 cents in July, 30 cents lower in the August. I think a lot of that sell-off came mid-morning for corn and beans. Corn was 10 to 19 lower. The Supreme Court ruled on a case that it doesn't look like they're going to let the small refineries, or the so-called small refineries, keep being exempt from that renewable fuel standards. When the government initially made this made these standards, or this clean energy bills years ago, they put in there that the small refineries didn't have the money or the ability to efficiently reach those mandates. So they allowed them to keep doing it because they couldn't economically make it feasible. And so that was a little bit of a blow for the demand on corn, and immediately that made the grain sell off. The wheats were down 6 in Kansas City to about 13 to 16 in the Chicago wheat. So those spreads in between the Kansas City, Chicago was up 9¾ today. It ended up at 35.5 cents of that protein spread between July Kansas City and July Chicago wheat. Cotton was up 45 today, 87.18. Currently the stock market is on fire, up 262 at 34,300.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.